In this podcast, I'm going to tell two little stories of my day-to-day life. My life at the moment is a few days out from open heart surgery, so there's some little interesting stories which I suppose tell about my life, so to speak. The underlying agenda is to explore constructed knowledge, the type of knowledge that scientists day-to-day work with, as opposed to customary knowledge, which is the type of stuff taught at school. So, looking at little stories, you may ask your students, how was your holiday? And they will tell you. And it's what they don't say and what they're excited about. And the little sub-stories behind it, or the, the context, which gives you a lot more information you're able to construct your knowledge around it. So, we'll get into what the stories are. I suppose the idea of constructed knowledge is that you get little bits of information, you construct a general landscape or understanding, and you work with people. It's a collaborative form of knowledge that you work together with people and you build an overall picture. And the actual information contained in the story itself is not so much as important as the sort of the metadata, what's said, why people are saying it, and all that type of stuff. So without further ado, this is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific. And this is going to be a very short little podcast. Now, the first story I want to talk about is the idea or the dilemma I've had about what sort of sweets, what sort of gift I will get my surgical team. There's about 12 people who come together with all different specialties in order to open you up. You have to be specially cooled down. You have to have someone to look after your open heart surgery, lung, and artificial heart machine, so you can be operated offline. You have someone who's looking after you the anaesthetist. You have various nurses on the ready to go, and you have this surgeon. So you've got this team all together. And from my experience working with a team, you want to inspire team spirit and give some sort of presence at their present for presence. So you're there more than just a cadaver or something that they're operating on. They've got a feeling there. So I've thought, oh, what I'd like to do is give a little present. And being an open sort of person, when I go shopping, I meet all these people and start to chat with them and find out about their lives and stuff like that. And they've asked me, oh, what are you trying to do? I'm trying to work out a present. I can't really give them super sweet chocolate because it's heart surgery and chocolate's, you know, not necessarily the best for your heart. And I could give them fruit. And the people joked that I have to watch out that I didn't cook something myself, or they would all all suffer food poisoning at the same time. And this goes back to the, I think, 1970s, 1980s movie with Sam Nielsen, or I don't know the name of the actor, the Flying High Star group of movies, and it has, I think it's called Airplane, in fact, and it has the pilot being served, the pilot and co-pilot being served the food, all the same dish, and everyone gets sick at the same time. And so this is rather a comic affair, but it has now become part of the lore, and actual airlines actually ensure that they don't feed the same food to the pilot and co-pilot. Sort of an urban myth, which has actually bypassed the aviation authorities, and now it's in the airline safety manuals directly. So they're not doing it, so they don't have a movie orchestrated event of everyone being sick at the same time. But for me, I suppose that little story gives the idea of how I'd like to encourage teamwork and focus and send the correct message, and the overall quick-thinking friends who think about the disasters which could befall people. So that's one story. The second story is the story about Vegemite. Now, Vegemite is a little spread that is famous in Australia. It's a comes in little jars, and it's basically the bottom of beer brewing. At the bottom of beer brewing, after a long time, you'll get this black gunk, and someone added salt to it one time, a lot of salt to it, and basically this paste with a lot of salt in it has become the national dish of Australia, Vegemite. I think in Britain you have Marmite. So Vegemite, it's been around since the Great Depression, I believe. So it's a very iconic food. Now it comes into event in that I was with the surgeon and my wife complained, oh, he doesn't look after himself. And at this stage, having had the first heart surgery, there's no drinking, I'm very strict on diet. And so we listened. He has too much Vegemite toast, which is true. I don't have large pieces of toast on the old white bread. This is rather slightly smaller wholemeal bread, part of being health conscious. Put a bit of butter, but I do put a large amount of Vegemite on. I don't have this every day, say once a week, but when I do have my Vegemite, I do have it 1 or 2 millimeters thick. That's too thick for Australian society. That's you're out on your own if you have your Vegemite that thick on your sandwich. But my toast, but I do enjoy it. So there was this thought, oh my God, I will have to stop eating Vegemite, because albeit it is true, it's very high in salt. And I'll just quickly describe the Vegemite jar for you. So it's a small little squat jar, a cylinder, which is basically a square of rotation, if you like. So the height is the same as the width and the depth of the container. And it has diamond-shaped circular with radial edges to it, label with the word Vegemite in it, and it's red, a yellow label, and it's very much a 1940s label, and makes Australians feel very secure. The rest of the world has gone forward, and but you can still buy Vegemite from the 1940s, so you don't have to worry about the rest of the world. You can keep your old values, the pre-World War II values, and live life as if nothing else has changed. It also has a distinctively yellow cap on the Vegemite. And I don't know, you may have Lego. It's an unusual yellow. So the yellow against the dark black Vegemite is a very familiar sight. And so I just went through the Vegemite aisle again looking, and then much to my horror, they have introduced salt-reduced Vegemite. So I'm going to be reduced to eating salt-reduced Vegemite. And the label, the label's the same. However, the lid, to make sure that you do not accidentally, you will then have two types of Vegemite, the full salt Vegemite and the salt-reduced Vegemite. The label is this a sort of brownie, fawny, orange it's a lid rather than the bright yellow lid. It's a fawny orange lid. So if you're shopping, people will be able to see you are buying salt reduced Vegemite. Who are you? And it's not sort of the bright orange, sort of this is toxic equipment, the day glow orange. It's a sort of dark, mute orange. And that really struck me as in terms of it's not going to look very good when the Vegemite actually sticks to it, things like that. So there's two little stories, and I suppose the idea behind the telling these stories is the idea of constructive knowledge. So the idea is not so much particular knowledge is produced with these stories, but the idea that you can construct this sort of world, the ambience that you're in and that I'm living in, going up to heart surgeries and things that I have to look at. Of course, I'm podcasting here to get used to talking coherently and quietly with a bit of interest up here and describing things such that people can understand them more clearly. But I'm obviously aiming at the idea of a different style of education in which people come together and communally discuss things and construct knowledge and construct a system of beliefs to explain things. And so further, when they are in life, they can encounter things. They get their first grade explanation, the customary explanation for them, given to them. They can walk away and then afterwards develop a constructed knowledge where they use this, discuss it and construct. Don't discuss necessarily what's told, but what's not told and why it's told. So thanks for listening. This is Peter Hill Explains. In the meantime, keep on doing science.